The Killing Room by Christabel Kent, narrated by Saul Reichlin. The powdery residue dusted Neodu's hair white. It sat in his eyebrows and on his lashes, but even beneath it, the stonemason was ghost pale. He pushed his way out through the PVC sheets they'd hung to protect the rest of the palazzo from the excavation's fallout. The other man, no more than grunt labor, a Romanian on day rates, followed him anxiously until they reached the long doors that opened into the imposing building's garden. Pulling roughly at his mask on the threshold, the mason gulped the damp, cool air as if he'd been underwater. Below them, three men were talking under umbrellas on the terrace, and beyond them, the great city spread out in the drizzle. The boss, in his tight-buttoned coat, turned to look up at the workers, and seeing something, held up a hand to stay his interlocutors. It was the boss and the architect out there in the rain. The third man was a prospective client. The boss had introduced the client to Niedu when they'd passed through the cellar excavations as a man of science, a bit of showmanship that was really a warning to be on best behavior. The hand the man had held out to him had trembled and stalled in midair, and the mason had felt something in the atmosphere then, a vibration. Afterwards, it seemed to him the client's reluctance foreshadowed what was to come. Niedu had not long ago worked out there was something back there. The little rivulet of crumbling plaster at the first probing was the telltale sign of a long-gone rush job. It hadn't been the time to mention it. They'd waited until the men were out of earshot before starting in with the Kango and the big sledgehammer. It had taken no more than 15 minutes to get through, then another 5 for the dust to settle. A man of science. The stonemason was a practical type himself, but even he knew science didn't explain everything. It didn't explain what they had found. "There's a whole other room down there," he said to the Romanian, his breathing still irregular. "It must have been bricked up." "Bricked up?" The labourer repeated the words in his thick accent, still struggling to understand Niedo's pallor, the haste with which he'd backed out of the excavation site. The two men hardly knew each other, but the air between them had turned nasty. Something had seeped out from the place they had disturbed.
"Years ago, decades, maybe centuries, I don't know."
Niedu shook his head, and the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?